Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection will be on Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. This psalm is obviously one about trust. Trust in the Lord, and trust which grants us great comfort and peace. Our family occasionally has the opportunity to hike together in new places. Sometimes it's been in the mountains, and sometimes in the desert, two very different climates and environments. One thing I've noticed is how much more comfortable I feel walking in the mountains rather than the desert. In the mountains, we are surrounded by rock, which is easy to get a foothold in, and trees, which provide cool breezes and shade for our walk. Whereas in the desert, we're surrounded by lots of hot sand and scrub bushes and are constantly exposed to the scorching sun and heat, making our hike seem really long. When hiking in the mountains, we often come across a small trickle of water or a stream where we can rest and scoop up a handful of that water to quench our thirst. Whereas in the desert, water is practically non-existent, and we have to make sure that we carry a lot of bottled water for the hike. In the mountains, it feels restful as we hear the birds singing, the breeze rustling the leaves, and it feels safe because we know the Rocky Mountain beneath our feet is solid, it's strong, and it's unshifting. In the desert, feeling exposed to the elements of weather, wary of areas of shifting sand that can cause us to sink just a bit, and keeping our eyes open for dangerous snakes and prickly bushes, takes a toll on my psyche and makes it a little less enjoyable for me. Well, even for the Israelites from the psalm today, the desert was a difficult place, where, in their rebellion against God, they showed little gratitude for God's blessings. In much Bible language, deserts and wilderness proved to be places of rebellion and difficulty for God's people, as you can read in Exodus chapters 15 and 16, just after the Lord had rescued them from Pharaoh's army, parting the Red Sea for his people so that they could cross safely, when the Israelites went from thanking and praising God in one breath to grumbling, complaining, and disobedience in the next. When we hear passages that speak of mountains, however, it is often referring to God's holiness or his might. In Exodus chapter 3, Moses encountered God in a burning bush on Mount Horeb, and the Lord told Moses, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Mount Zion is where the Israelites would know that they could find comfort in the temple, in God's real presence, for that is right where God said he would dwell. After Jesus was crucified and risen to life from death, appearing to his disciples again on the Mount of Olives, Jesus triumphantly and majestically ascended into heaven. As mountains cannot be moved, neither can God be moved by any evildoer from his dwelling place, but he abides with us there forever. Just as the strength of the mountains surrounding Jerusalem protected the Israelites from enemies and could not be moved by the wicked, so too does our Lord God surround us, his people, with his abiding love, mercy, and grace. Chapter 43 in the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah records the beautiful and comforting words of God. In verses 1, 2, and 3. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And in verse 19, the Lord says, Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Yes, the Lord certainly does make a way for us in the wilderness of life. Through Christ, by the work of God the Father and the Holy Spirit, we have been made righteous in God's sight and are counted good and upright in our hearts. The Lord has rescued us from the deserts and wilderness of sin and struggle, where Satan lurks to snare us into evil, just as he tempted Christ in the desert, and instead brings us to the bright, crisp air of his holy mountain, the place where he dwells on high, and the place which promises comfort and peace to his people. He washes us in the cool, refreshing waters of our baptism, grants us forgiveness of all our sins through his body and blood, and surrounds us with his protection against Satan, with his unchanging word. Only in these places will we find true respite from our earthly trials and solace for our hurting hearts, trusting in God for all things. For physical exercise and fresh air, hiking in either the mountains or the desert can be exhilarating, challenging, and even fun. For our spiritual well-being, the refreshing and abiding peace which we all seek will flow generously and forever only from the truth of God's word and his promises to his people. He is our rock of unwavering truth, our fortress of protection from the evil foe. In him will we find true peace and rest, for his love cannot be moved, but abides forever. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for building us up to be faithful pillars of your grace, built upon the sturdy and solid rock of Christ Jesus. Preserve us, O Lord, and bless us to reflect and share your love to those who are near and dear to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.